kept on. Count steps, by hundreds, over and over. A horse. I could steal a horse. I kept telling myself that, concentrated on that, damning the stitch in my side, till shadows loomed before me and imperials began to shout, and I haired off into a wheatfield with the ladies' hounds a bay behind me. I nearly gave them the slip. Nearly. But then the shadow descended from the heavens, air whistled past a carpet, and a moment later darkness devoured me. I welcomed it as the end of my miseries, hoping it was permanent. It was light when I regained consciousness. I was in a cold place, but all places are cold in the North Countries. I was dry. For the first time in weeks, I was dry. I hearkened back to my run and recalled the sliver of moon. A sky clear enough for a moon. Amazing. I cracked one eye. I was in a room with walls of stone. It had the look of a cell. Beneath me, a surface neither hard nor wet. How long since I had lain on a dry bed? Blue Willie. I became aware of an odor. Food. Hot food on a platter just inches from my head, atop a small stand. Some mess that looked like overcooked stew. Gods, did it smell good. I rose so swiftly my head spun. I almost passed out. Food. The hell with anything else. I ate like the starved animal I was. I had not quite finished when the door slammed inward, exploded inward, ringing off the wall. A huge dark form stamped through. For a moment I sat with spoon halfway between bowl and mouth. This thing was human. It stepped to one side, weapon ready. Four imperials followed, but I hardly noticed, so taken was I with the giant. Man, all right, but bigger than any I'd ever seen, and looking lithe and sprightly as an elf for all his size. The imperials paired to either side of the doorway, presented arms. What? I demanded, determined to go down with a defiant grin. No drum rolls, no trumpets. I presumed I was about to meet my captor. I can call them when I call them. Whisper came through the doorway. I was more startled by seeing her than by the dramatic advent of her giant thug. She was supposed to be holding the western boundary of the plain, unless... I could not think it, but the worm of doubt gnawed anyway. I had been out of touch a long time. "Where are the documents?" she demanded, without preamble. A grin smeared my face. I had succeeded. They had not caught the others. But elation faded swiftly. There were more imperials behind Whisper, and they bore a litter. Raven. They dumped him roughly onto a cot opposite mine. Their hospitality was not niggardly. It was a grand cell, plenty of room for the prisoner to stretch his legs. I found my grin. "Now you shouldn't ask questions like that. Mama wouldn't like it. Remember how angry she became last time?" Whisper was always a cool one. Even when she led the rebel, she never let emotion get in the way. She did remind me, "Your death can be an unpleasant one, physician." "Dead is dead." A slow smile spread upon her colorless lips. She was not a lovely woman. That nasty smile